With legal pot phasing in across Canada and Ontario, the province is setting up a network of pot shops run by the Liquor Control Board of Ontario. Originally, Niagara Falls wasn't on the list, but after Wayne Thompson made a big issue about it, including personally lobbying Premier Kathleen Wynne and going public, the Canadian Cataract City is getting its pot. He's both a city councilman and chairman of Niagara Falls Tourism. Thompson says lessons from legal pot in the U.S. show it's a valuable addition to the menu options for tourists.
What people are looking for and what they want to do when they visit a destination. We have 14 million people come from around the world to visit Niagara Falls annually. And the more attractions, the more things and entertainment you can provide, is what the objective is.
Thompson says the city won't have any voice in where the pot store will go, although he hopes it will be in the tourism area near the falls. He says running the stores through the LCBO means they fall under the management and existing security systems of the Liquor Agency and its stores network. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.